Guy's riding his bike on the berm.
The heck? Now he's talking to our neighbor. Do you see those guys? Hmm. Are they fighting?
And oop!
Greetings, Internet. Welcome to But I'm Still a Good Person by Vince Nicholas. I'm Vince Nicholas. I'm joined by my sparkling wifey, Carolyn Nicholas.
Hello.
Hello, honey. Thank you for joining me on our sectional sofa for our little program here. Okay. We went to West Sacramento City Hall for their Christmas tree lighting. They have a huge tree out in front, and it's there all the time. It's like a regular pine tree, and then Christmas they throw a bunch of lights and stuff on it, and it's a grand old time. It's a celebration. It's an event, and there's a couple thousand people there. We went last year, and so this year we're like, well, let's make an evening. It was Friday night. Supposed to be lit at 7 p.m., so we thought, let's do Din Din. Most restaurants, you're talking $80 for our family of four to eat out. McDonald's, even McDonald's recently. Lennox got his 10-piece chicken nugget meal. It was $14. Like, that's hecka high, hecka high. So all four of us would be 60. And then there's a tip. And then incidentals, if you will. So we narrowed it down to fast food, and specifically Panda. Because if you don't know, Panda does something called the family meal where you get two large sides and three large entrees for $35.
That is such a good deal.
Normally, if you buy all that stuff a la carte, it's almost $50. So super, super good deal.
And oop.
Also, you get a fun little carrying case. It's a little too on the nose in terms of racist, a little... little cultural appropriation.
What do you mean? Panda Express is an authentic restaurant.
That's true. That's true. But like these days, you can't make Tropic Thunder anymore, honey. So just watch yourself, Panda. But it's like a lunch pail with a handle. So you're very mobile. It's very convenient. Plus, if we ate there, because we could get to go and eat at home. But there, they got plates, they got water, and they take care of our trash. And I'm all for that because I like doing takeout, but then you have a bunch of styrofoam sits in our trash for a week. Anyways, so what were our three entrees? Well, the sides automatically, chow mein and fried rice. Three large entrees. So we got, for entrees, we got the classic orange chicken.
Always, always orange chicken.
Lennox is a huge fan. Then we got chili oil crisp. No, I'm sorry. Chili oil shrimp, which is a new item. It's a premium item. So there's a surcharge when you order it. We've been on the hot chili oil bandwagon for a little while. Trader Joe's has a version. Peace Cuisine, a Chinese place in West Sacramento, has a hot chili oil. They put into the little cups like that you get ranch in. Hecka good. Hecka hot. Hecka flavorful.
Crunchy. Ooh, it's so good.
And then for third entree, it came down to honey sesame chicken breast versus sweet fire chicken breast. You voted sweet fire chicken breast. I said, yeah, no. And then I settled on honey sesame chicken breast because it has 490 calories versus sweet fire, which has 380. And I thought, if we're off track, if we're doing it up, if we're living our best life, let's go for the more calories, the tastier, if you will. We got there. Oh, so I always wonder, like, I put in the order to be ready at 5:15. And I always wonder, like, do they make it at 5:14? Do they make it at 5:10? Actually got a notification that it was ready at 4:53.
Yeah, I think when you order and set a scheduled time for any place,
Yeah. They
just make it in the same order that they receive any order. So like online or people in person, just like as they come. I think they just prepare it as they come. That's my theory.
Yeah. And Chinese keeps better than like burger and fries.
Oh yeah.
Sitting there for 25 minutes, whatever. But we got there 5:25-ish. walk in, lots of people in line, busy. I walked right through to the cashier. I said, honey, go find a seat. I'm going to go get us our food. I was ready to go. And all the people waiting in line and beginning their order with, can I get a, I laugh at them. I laugh at you. You peons, you pustules. Order through the app, order through the website. Save yourself the heartache. Okay, so our food, honey. Fried rice, I thought was good.
I didn't even taste it.
Oh, really?
I don't like fried rice.
It's not great. Very often, I'll go with the white rice. But
I do like their brown rice at Panda also.
Mm. Lennox and Luna were scooping around the vegetables in the fried rice. They also did that with the shao mein. Panda's fried rice I'm not a huge fan of, and the past few times I've gotten it, it's been big miss, but for whatever reason, Friday night, it was solid. The shao mein, honey, you liked it.
I like it. It's definitely on the lower end of quality when it comes to shao mein.
Yeah.
But I will eat my whole plate, that's for sure. I think I had 2 servings of it. It's good. I like it.
I like the nudes, but in terms of there's too much cabbage. There's way too much cabbage. There's way too much crunch. When it comes to shao mein, I want soft, pillowy, gentle, delicate.
You want thick noodles? Because yeah. The Panda Express ones are very thin.
Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
angel hair pasta.
Yeah. I mean, but I could dig it. I mean, nudes, it's nudes and grease and some MSG.
Pasta's pasta.
It's a good time, but too many vegetables. For our sides, I almost went with 2 servings of fried rice.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
But yeah, you said, how dare you? Not in my house. But fried rice is good. Shao mein is fine. Orange chicken. It's consistent, but it's just too sweet for me.
I love it.
Too strong. It's fun. It's a good time. But I find the sauce just way too overpowering. Our last 2 entrees are new items. The honey sesame chicken breast, described as crispy strips of white meat chicken with veggies and a mildly sweet sauce with organic honey. What'd you think about the honey sesame chicken breast, my love?
Did not like it.
Ooh.
Not a fan.
Mm.
The breading on the chicken was really chewy.
Mm-hmm.
Like the kind that sticks to your teeth. Probably because of the sauce also. It's like sticky and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And the vegetables that came in it were yellow bell peppers and green beans.
Yeah.
And the green beans were bad.
Yeah. Yellow bell peppers were a nice surprise.
Those were good.
But yeah, the green beans were no bueno.
Yeah.
I dug it. I thought it was better than the orange chicken. The sweetness was subtle and not in your face like the orange chicken. It was a good time. You're right. The breading was a little off. Orange chicken breading was better. But as far as overall taste and sauce, I would go with the honey sesame chicken breast. And finally, the star of the show, chili crisp shrimp.
And that oop.
And finally, chili crisp shrimp. It's $1.50 premium if you're ordering a bowl. But at the family meal, it's a large entree. So it's an extra $4.50. That's nearly 13% surcharge. And I hate it when you're ordering the bowl or whatever. When you order the honey walnut shrimp, which is a premium item. And the Panda employee always says, that's $1.50 extra. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, they have to do that, though, because you know people get to the end of their order
and
they start yelling at the employee, why does this cost more? You know that happens all the time.
And that's how we get viral videos, honey. That's how you become someone on TikTok and get that clout. I'm always like, yeah, I can swing the $1.50. I see the sign. I'm not illiterate, Mrs. Panda. It was an additional $4.50, but again, we were living our best life. Chili crisp shrimp, described as large tempura battered shrimp tossed in a savory and spicy chili garlic sauce. Thoughts, feelings, comments, reflections, my love?
It was so good.
Yeah.
I was actually surprised.
Yeah.
It was tasty. Good amount of heat.
Yeah.
The breading was nice.
Yes.
And there was a lot of it. There was veggies in this also.
Mm-hmm.
But the ratio of shrimp to veggies was pretty good.
Yeah.
It wasn't too veggie heavy.
Yeah. Excellent point. I was bussing, perfect amount of heat. I was a little skeptical going in because honey walnut shrimp huge miss for me.
Right. I'm not a fan of that either.
Panda and just regular Chinese restaurants. I've ordered it and it's so much sauce and the sauce is very mayo-like.
Right. I don't like it at all.
It just completely overwhelms, consumes the breading. Yeah. I don't know who orders it. I don't know. I don't know anyone.
Who are you people?
Yeah. Show yourself. Chili crisp shrimp was huge home run. Definitely worth the premium $1.50 surcharge or $4.50 if you're ordering the large.
Speaking of living large, I'm really regretful that we didn't order these apple egg rolls. Well, apple rolls that they have at Panda right now.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no egg.
They're like they're like apple pies in a little wonton, like, fried wonton.
Those look really good, and we should have splurged and gone for it. Mm-hmm. That was a failure on our part.
We will. It looks like, or reminds me of the caramel empanada of yore from the Taco Bell. Did you ever have those?
I never did.
Super yummy, super yummy.
And oop.
Oh, I stole a bunch of sauces. Teriyaki sauce, sweet and sour sauce, soy sauce, hot chili sauce.
You cannot visit a restaurant and not come home with a huge bag of condiments to put in our fridge.
Yeah, it's impossible. I get it from my mom who stayed at a hotel here. And we did the continental breakfast and she took a bunch of pats of butter with her on the plane when she flew home to San Diego. So that's where I get it from. Then we drove to, it's not far, to West Sac City Hall. I got there like 6:05, 6:10. We're walking towards the Christmas tree area, where the whole event is taking place. And people were walking, they were leaving. Like, they were walking in the parking lot. We're like, why are people leaving? What's a bunch of Grinches? Losers! But we quickly found out. Describe the turn of events, honey.
It was really crowded.
Yeah.
And there was booths everywhere where people were selling little trinkets and there was food trucks. There was free hot chocolate. Mm-hmm. But it was totally disorganized. Yeah. Lines were unclear.
Yeah.
Huge crowds trying to get the free hot chocolate.
Weather wasn't great. It wasn't rainy, but there was a little sprinkling here too.
It was really dark. There wasn't lighting. There was no music playing.
Yeah.
And we still had 50 minutes to go until the tree was going to be lit.
Yeah.
So we found the line for the hot chocolate. We got in the line and it was kind of chaotic, but we finally got to the front, got our little cups.
Yeah.
And then it was like, okay, what are we doing for the next 45 minutes?
Right. We walked around a little. It was fine. Last year, both Lennox and Luna were with friends. So they were like running around, having a grand old time. But it just came down to like, we want to stand here. There's nowhere to sit. It's unorganized. It's cold. they had like a bunch of little girls kind of dancing and singing up on the stage. They were wearing like little uniforms or whatever, tank tops or whatever, shorts. But they were cold. I felt bad for them. And so we got to about 6:35, and I was like, okay, we got another 25 minutes of this, or we could go home.
Everyone wanted to leave. The kids asked if we could leave.
Yeah.
I was willing to stay. I was willing to do what the rest of you wanted to do.
But... Same. Well, Lennox and Luna wanted to leave, and I said, okay.
That's fine.
I put the blame on them, and I'm not the bad guy here. So we left, and then we saw people walking towards the tree, and they were probably wondering, like, what's up with these losers leaving early? It was fine. We'll do it better next year. We'll arrive later.
Yeah, we're going to time it a lot better next year.
Yeah. Get there like 6:45. And we saw last year, and it's fine, but in the end, they hit a switch. A bunch of lights turn on. You're like, okay. Oh,
it's fun. We do a countdown. Mm-hmm. Then they light the tree. It's a good old time. Yeah. I'm glad we went still.
Yeah.
Glad we had a little outing.
For sure. Yeah, definitely. It was definitely outside of our usual Friday night. I'm definitely glad we went. So chili crisp shrimp, huge win. I like the honey sesame chicken breast. You did not. Family meal. Look it up. Use our promo code.
We don't have a promo code.
Why not? Alrighty, well, are we done, honey?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's the end of the program. It's been fun, but not really. So I'll try a little harder next time. Like, comment, subscribe, follow, review, and rate, or don't. Do whatever you want. You're a grown-up. Make your own decisions. Do what's best for your family. Please be sure to use our promo code for Panda Express. We don't have a promo code for Panda Express. Goodbye, my parasocial podcast friends. I love you. My wife and I love you. We hope you have a good day today and tomorrow. And sure, I may have stolen a bunch of sauce from the Panda, but they're a corporate chain. I don't feel bad. It felt good to be bad, but I'm still a good person and we're still good people. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your time. Thank you for caring. Hope you have a wonderful day / night. Oh, bar, bar.
And that oop.
Ooh. We got chicken.
Is that crispy, juicy chicken?
I can't eat no longer.
And that oop.